Two couples, one coming together, another falling apart, are at the center of a new film called Jack Goes Boating. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Jack. He won an Oscar for playing the title role in Capote. Jack Goes Boating is his feature directorial debut. He also appeared in the stage version at the Labyrinth Theater Company in New York, where he's the co-artistic director. When I spoke to him last week, I asked him what attracted him to the story in Jack Goes Boating, so much so that he acted in the play, directed the film, and starred in it.
It's hard to put your finger on it. We did a reading of the play, and it just had this quality of something kind of cataclysmic about life happening in this very small tale about working class people. Something big was going on, even though what would seem to be happening was quite simple. And that big thing is that people need each other, and that actual interaction or relationship or friendship or romantic love affair, all the different ways relationships take a form, is one of the hardest things we do in our lives. It's one of the biggest risks we'll take in our lives. You know, everyone thinks we'll risk in a career or risk in these things, or the big decisions are made, politics, all these things. But none of those things would even exist without two people actually getting into a room together and saying, I would actually like to share my time with you and let you know who I am. And this film really is touching on that theme, because it's not just a romantic comedy about a man and a woman getting together. It is definitely trying to go at the fact that if you say yes to someone, I will, that you are also saying, I will be hurt by you. Because you can't have relationships if you're not willing to be disappointed and hurt by that person. It's almost impossible. And that kind of, you have to be able to enter into the world and realize that the richness of life is all the gold, all the good and joy and thrill of it, but also all the disappointment, hurt, and heartache of it. And that all of that is what's great. And that we have Jack and Connie, who are two people that have said, no, I'm not willing to take that. And now this story is about how they do, you know, so.
Philip, I'm glad to hear you mention the working class characters. You guys are limousine drivers. The other characters work in offices. And in watching the film, I was thinking how relatively infrequently you're seeing films like that about working class folks. I wonder if that was part of the attraction to you of making.
That is part of the attraction. I mean, and staying true to that, you know, I think that something I was concerned with and didn't want, you know, is to make these people like quirky, weird, oddball kind of movie characters. You know, I talked a lot about, no, don't judge these people. They're not, you know, living on the fringe of society waiting to die or anything. These are people who are engaged in life and they have their problems, and let's deal with them and see what happens.
Philip, how do you direct yourself? You're one of the main actors in the film. I think you're in almost every scene, and you're also directing it. How do you get that distance to know?
I had to eventually learn. That was actually the thing I learned the most. And I had no experience with changing hats, you know, like that. And I just had to be as brutally honest as possible. And I had to start really objectifying myself in a way, you know, which starts to happen. And it's pretty wild. You just start to look at yourself as another entity.
Yeah.
You know, and like, there's the guy playing Jack, and that's not good. So what are we going to do? You know, and got to figure this out. And that was a real thing that started happening. And then it goes into a whole other level when you start editing. And I actually have a very, 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 very good friend of mine, Sarah Murphy, who I work with. She made a joke halfway through the editing process. She's like, so have you cut yourself out of the movie yet? You know, because she knows me. And she knew that would land. And I was laughed. And actually, I kind of was, not like in a very minimal way. And I realized I had to go back in and be like, no, actually, close up there. You know, so now sometimes I'll be interviewed. You know, I'll be in these interviews. And someone will say, you know, there are a lot of close ups of you. And I'm just wondering how you feel. I'm like, well, it's not me. It's Jack. Yeah, I have to like tell them. I go, it has nothing to do with me. It's like if I wasn't directing it, you wouldn't even be thinking that. And I had to start looking at it like that. And that was tough. That stuff wasn't easy.
What an interesting thing to take it from a play to a movie, because, I mean, what a different experience. This play starts and you're going to go straight through, or at least to the intermission, and movie making is so stop, start. It seems like it would be hard to get your concentration together.
Well, that's
a very different experience.
But that's, you know, that's that kind of thing is like, that can sometimes be a great thing, you know, because some scenes are really, really hard. And if you know you just have that scene on that day, you can really prepare for it and give it your all for like those 3 or 4 hours you're shooting it. We're in a play, you know. A run of a play can be a real nightmare sometimes, where if it's you don't get off on the right foot and you're constantly like going back, you're constantly like, oh my God, that scene, that scene, that, and then all of a sudden 10 scenes you've screwed up and the show ends, you're like, oh, I'm going home, you know. And so in a play, you have to learn the skill of that's gone, this is now. Where in a film, it's like you could start out, you could just be so bad and just be like, and just fight. You can fight and work and make it happen.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, he won the Oscar for his role as Truman Capote in the film Capote, and he starred in and directed this new film called Jack Goes Boating. He says he would like to direct another movie, but one that he doesn't have to act in. Bob Glaudini wrote Jack Goes Boating for the stage and adapted that play for the screen. It's going to be opening in Seattle on September 24th. It's got a terrific soundtrack, including music from Seattle's own Fleet Foxes. White Winter Hymnal from the Fleet Foxes, and that is in the film Jack Goes Boating. That film is going to be opening tomorrow in Seattle. David Hyde produces our program with Jenny Asarno. We get production help from Andrew Walsh and Lee Ingalls. Andy Hurst is the engineer. I'm Ross Reynolds.